Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's a partly cloudy morning that's expected to clear up over the northern parts of Gauteng. Morning drizzle over parts of Mpumalanga and Limpopo and fog patches along the escarpment. Pretoria today up to 20 degrees, Joburg 17, Mbombela 22, Emalahleni 19, Polokwane 18, Rustenburg up to 21. And you can get the hourly forecast for your area at jacaranda.fm.com. Click on the weather tab.
So Donnie sent us a picture early this morning of that track collision in Kempton Park. It's on the R21 northbound at 4:30. Road, multiple lanes are closed. The R21 northbound is actually closed. There's no access there to Voortrek Road due to that collision.
Rand Water is urging residents not to panic when their taps run dry during the massive 5-week-long maintenance of water systems. This kicked off over the weekend. Rand Water says alternative measures of water supply are in place in areas experiencing water outages. Felicity?
I have plenty to say about not panicking and the other sources of water.
Upgrade.
Let's go to our business news. The rand has slipped further against the US dollar following yesterday's volatility in the local currency, with reports that President Cyril Ramaphosa could announce his cabinet before the end of the week. Further pressure came after the latest data showed that 67,000 more jobs were lost in the formal non-agricultural sector in the first quarter of the year. Statistics SA says the latest quarterly employment statistics show the trade and community services industries saw the highest number of job losses over the first 3 months of the year. South Africans who rely on part-time employment were also affected. And Asian markets swung this morning as investors prepare for the release of crucial US inflation data expected later this week. This morning, a dollar at 18 rand 23, a euro 19 rand 52, a pound 23 rand 12 cents, gold at $2,319.53 per fine ounce, oil at $85.34 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khadija De Souza, more news at 7.
Well, there were very few surprises named by head coach Rassie Erasmus in the 39-man box squad for the incoming test series against Ireland and Portugal. It features 27 World Cup winners from last year. 6 are out due to injury, and that includes big names like Steven Kitsoff, Luis de Jager, Kanan Moody, Damian Willems. 4 of the players are uncapped: Pep Sibutelezi, Morne van der Berg, Johan Grobelaar, and Jan Hendrik Wessels. The box will take on Ireland in 2 tests in Pretoria and then Durban before playing a historic first test against Portugal in Bloemfontein. South Africa will look to get their 2024 CASAFA Cup campaign off to a strong start. They face Mozambique in their Group A opener at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium in Gqeberha tonight. Bafana are 5-time CASAFA Cup champions, but were beaten in the semi-finals by eventual champions Zambia in last year's edition. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock. England finished top of Group C at Euro 2024 despite being held to a dismal goalless draw by Slovenia in Cologne last night, while Denmark qualified second after a goalless draw with Serbia. Gareth Southgate's side were booed off once again after once again failing to impress, but their tally of 5 points, enough to secure top spot in that group ahead of Denmark and Slovenia, who also went through. France, they blew the chance to finish first in their group, and that's after a 1-1 draw with Poland, as Austria won a thriller against the Netherlands to snatch top spot. Substitute Lautaro Martinez grabbed a 88th minute winner as Argentina overcame Chile 1-0. They booked their place in the quarterfinals of the Copa America. In other Copa action, Jonathan David scoring the only goal as Canada reignited their campaign with a 1-0 win over Peru in Kansas. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's the Jack of Sport. Jack Red FM plays more.